According to state troopers, Brian Nikolai, who broke into the public safety building, had set up rifles around the building, and he was wearing a bulletproof vest and helmet when he activated the village fire alert system. Village police officer Tiger Lee was the first to respond to the fire alarm. When he arrived, he says Nikolai pointed a rifle at him and pulled the trigger.
I believe he wasn't aware that the rifle was empty and I could have been shot.
Lee ran away as Nikolai fired in his direction, according to Lee and troopers. Lee took cover behind a Connex with another VPO, Wasley Nick, who arrived as backup. Although VPOs responded first, it was ultimately a resident who defused the situation. The difference between the officers and the resident was the resident had a gun. That was Casey Thompson. Troopers report that armed with a rifle, Thompson was able to get the shooter to drop his gun. Thompson declined to talk with KYUK about the incident. Tiger Lee says he's glad Thompson had a gun and believes VPOs should be able to carry them.
If we had access to firearms, we'd be able to handle more of these scenarios on our own.
Deputy Chief David Bereskin agrees, for certain cases.
Sometimes that show of force helps.
Administrative Chief Joseph says out of the 10 village police officers in Guithluk, zero carry a gun. He says some have a baton and pepper spray, but others are armed with only handcuffs. Officers explain the reason Guithluk VPOs don't carry firearms is lack of funding. Deputy Chief Bereskin says the required training to carry firearms takes 2 to 3 months in the lower 48. Administrative Chief Joseph says the city can't afford to be sued for improper use of force. But Bereskin is not rushing to change the way things are in Guithluk. He says incidents involving guns, like the one on Saturday, are rare.
We don't deal with this every day, you know.
And while trooper reports show that resident Casey Thompson was able to de-escalate the situation on Saturday with a gun, Bereskin says people respond to a show of force in different ways, and sometimes a gun can escalate a confrontation.
We don't know what could happen. It all depends on the person.
Officer Lee says even if Thompson had not arrived with a gun, he would have been able to handle the situation on Saturday. He says he's dealt with similar calls where people have threatened to harm themselves. As he has done in those situations, Lee says he would have asked Nikolai questions to calm him down.
What are they feeling? Why are they feeling that? And if there's anything I can do to help that I can do, or my fellow officers or my fellow community members can do to help them feel better.
Lee says it's his belief that he should put everyone in his community before himself and help in any way he can. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kemp.